Being still. I first became involved in non-duality about 6 years ago. Over the past 3 or 4 years, I've practiced being still. Being still is, for me, meditating in a thought-free state. For me, that state occurs similar to turning a switch on or off, but it takes effort to keep it going. And running a business really interferes with it. Yet, before a sudden experience during meditation a couple of years ago showed me how to switch it off, nearly my whole life had been spent neck deep in thoughts and I was amazed to finally see the ensnarement. In turn, if I stir at night, I occasionally wake immersed in consciousness. This happened a month ago when I woke for a short while unaware of my body or the world or an I, but existing completely as consciousness bliss. That, I assume, is what is referred to as the natural state. This has not happened in the daytime through being still, but I'll just surrender this and let it develop as it does. Also, hearing from friends who have gone to Sri Ramanashramam, India, I would very much like to travel to India and sit for many days in the old hall at the ashram. When finances and personal responsibilities allow it, I really hope to go visit the ashram and walk the path around Arunachala. Please place me on your mailing list and stay in touch. American Devotee. We read with interest your letter and have been waiting for an opportunity to write to you about it. Bhagwan has mentioned about the mostly unnoticed state when transitioning from sleep to waking. During the transition, there is a brief moment of pure awareness. Those who have experienced that awareness just prior to waking can sometimes take hold of it. And the fact that you have experienced it shows that you have two factors that will benefit your spiritual aspirations. First, you have a natural predilection or purva samskara to seek the ultimate truth. You came into this world with it and you most certainly had pursued it in the past. Secondly, Bhagavan's grace is working in you, guiding you, revealing the truth of his teachings and showing you the path to liberation. This is certain. You mentioned that running a business really interferes with it. By it, you of course mean the pure awareness experience. Bhagavan teaches that to believe that work and family obligations obstruct our spiritual experience is a myth. These outward activities go on propelled by our prarabdha karma. Identifying with or projecting our ego into them binds us and obstructs the realization of spiritual truths. If we cease to identify with the actions, doing what appears to be right spontaneously, without thought of gain or loss and not allowing any residue of attachment to the action to stick, those activities will be a source of freedom. By deep and steady meditation and the performance of actions in the above manner, your identification with the ego will slowly dissolve. One day you will awake and say, "Where is that rascal? He is nowhere to be found. How is that I identified with him for so long?" This is the process and we can always move forward, deepening our experience by sincere effort and the grace of the Master. Editor.